Welcome to Wealth Simplified, your guide to navigating the intricate world of wealth. Whether you're a first-generation wealth creator or a steward to multi-generational wealth, we want to make the complex simple and the vision clear. Join us as we unravel strategies and perspectives behind building, sustaining, and preserving wealth, empowering you with the knowledge and confidence to shape a secure financial future. Let's get to it. The following presentation by Waldron Private Wealth is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Please see additional important disclosure at the end of this presentation, a copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of What the Finance. I'm Samantha, and I'm coming to you today with an episode for all the ladies. As you guys probably know, March is Women's Month, and in honor of this special month, we wanted to spend some time talking about the financial planning issues that are unique to women. In recent years, Waldron launched a new offering focused specifically on addressing the unique needs of women called Women's Wealth Advisory Services. At first glance, this might seem strange. You might be wondering, you know, why would women require special or unique financial planning services? Well, women often face distinct challenges when it comes to wealth planning. They experience longer life expectancies, higher lifetime healthcare costs, and systematic inequities like the well-known pink tax. Today, I want to dive into the unique financial planning issues affecting women and discuss some potential solutions. The first issue that I want to highlight is the gender pay gap. I want to share some statistics with you to highlight the unique challenges that women are facing. According to an article written by Forbes, for every dollar earned by men, women currently earn 82 cents. Another interesting statistic, when comparing women and men with the same job title, same seniority level, and same hours worked, a gender gap of 11% still exists in terms of take-home pay. Now, that's what I call statistically significant. So we know this is an issue, but let's talk about how this impacts women's overall financial picture. The pay gap has a lot of consequences, but the biggest impact, it will be felt in retirement. Lower income means lower retirement savings, and it also means reduced Social Security benefits. Because remember, Social Security is based off of your lifetime earnings. So what can you do about it? Well, just knowing that this inequality exists is already a step in the right direction. Knowledge is power, and you can leverage this knowledge to have income negotiations with your employer. In the past, I've completed market research for clients to determine the average compensation of individuals in similar roles, industries, and regions. While this data is never perfect, it is an excellent data point for you to determine where you're at. If you believe you're underpaid, it's time to take that data to your employer and have a compensation conversation. These conversations can be really tough, and Waldron offers coaching services to help individuals outline a plan for these types of conversations. Okay, on to the next challenge unique to women. This is a biggie, and it has major implications that trickle into many facets of financial life. Women have a much longer life expectancy than men. In 2021, the gap between women and men widened to 5.9 years, which is its largest since 1996. Now, first of all, this is not a bad thing. You know, we have more years to spend cherishing time with friends and family. We have more time to cross off that bucket list. But we are also much more likely to experience widowhood, and we're more likely to outlive our assets, and we have much higher lifetime healthcare costs. So let's talk about the financial implications this has on a woman over her lifetime. I mentioned higher lifetime healthcare costs. According to a 2022 study of healthcare costs in retirement, a healthy 65-year-old woman can expect to spend $158,000 on healthcare over her remaining life, compared to $137,000 for a healthy 65-year-old male. That's an additional $21,000 in lifetime healthcare costs. Women also have a higher probability of experiencing widowhood. And when this happens, family income is usually cut in half. And unfortunately, women who are not familiar with family finances, family bills, and income sources are left in an extremely vulnerable situation. Finally, the risk of outliving the assets. 6 extra years of life means 6 extra years worth of spending that women need to have set aside to support them later in life. And these last few years of life can often be the most expensive due to the exorbitant costs of assisted living and nursing home care in this country. So what can we do to protect ourselves? A couple of things. First and foremost, save, 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 and save some more. Women and families need to have a long-term financial plan that is regularly stress-tested for these types of scenarios. I also think there is an increased need for women to consider long-term care insurance, or at the very least, develop a plan to address long-term care expenses late in life. Okay, so last challenge that I want to discuss today is relational dynamics. And I touched on this just a little bit, but there's often dynamics at play in both romantic relationships and family relationships that impact women's finances, and I want to highlight 2 of those today. The first is the dynamic where you often see men managing the family finances, and the second is the dynamic within families where caregiving, either for children or for the parents, often falls on the woman. I want to be clear that there is nothing inherently wrong with these dynamics. But the woman involved in these dynamics should be aware of the financial impact of their situation. So let's explore the dynamic where men often manage the family finances. What's the problem here? The problem here is not who manages the finances. The problem is typically around a lack of familiarity or knowledge of the family financial situation. And where I typically see this arise is in situations where a woman is newly widowed, or entering into a divorce and has no idea what bills are paid, how much money the family has, where that money is located, etc. And this is a bad situation that can be quickly addressed with proper communication. And I think that this is actually a situation where financial advisors can not only assist in facilitating these conversations, but also in bringing organization and coordination to a family financial picture. Now let's explore the caregiver dynamic. According to the Family Caregiver Alliance, upwards of 75% of all caregivers are female, and females may spend as much as 50% more time providing care than males. Now, oftentimes, a natural consequence of dedicating time to caregiving is time away from work, sometimes in the form of maternity leave and sometimes in the form of elder care leave. Unfortunately, statistics show that this time away from work has a negative impact on retirement savings, income, and career trajectory. In fact, women who take a year off of work for caregiving purposes earn 39% less than those who did not. That's a tough pill to swallow for only a year away. Now, I always want to leave you guys with some advice on how to address the challenges at hand, but this one's really tough. The appropriate answer or advice for this situation is incredibly custom to the individual. For some people, the cost of childcare is more than the annual income they are taking home, so stepping away from work is their right financial decision. For others, the right financial decision might be to stay in the workforce, but the emotional desire to raise their children outweighs the financial. One piece of advice for individuals who do choose to leave the workforce: you do not have to stop saving for your retirement. And you shouldn't. You can take advantage of something known as a spousal IRA, which allows the working spouse to contribute to the IRA of a non-working spouse. While this is subject to the 2024 limit of $7,000 per year, every little bit helps. That's what I've got for you guys. But before I wrap, I think it's really important to end this episode on a high note. While women are facing unique challenges, they are also making huge leaps and bounds when it comes to their role in financial decision-making. Women make 80% of household consumption decisions, and over 71% of millennial women now contribute to accounts outside of their 401k. Women are making their mark on the economy, and financial planning has never been more important for women than it is today. If you or somebody you know could benefit from our Women's Wealth Advisory Services, reach out to us at podcast@waldronpw.com. Until next time.
If you're in need of wealth management planning and advice, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to us directly at podcast@waldronpw.com. The previous presentation by Waldron Private Wealth was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risks, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Waldron is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Waldron is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.